You got more shooting.
All right, let's go. Top of 198. Talking about when we have moments of clarity, moments of his oirus, those are times to work on ourselves, to identify areas that need work. Aval. Lo tedemesh shemayata tucha kvar letekene kol chesronotecha vititale af lo avoda. Says, don't be delusional. Don't think you could just fix yourself without any hard work. Not just going to have these moments of inspiration. Lo titeh taut megunik azo. Don't make this terrible mistake. Ki belo avoda yicholim rak leirakev bakever. Wow. Very strong against a 2020 American yid. Without work, what's going to happen? We're just going to rot in the grave. It's very intense, but very true. Velo yoter, not more than that. Ulitakim liot Yisrael Eved Hashem yicholim rak bavoda. You want to be a Jew, you want to be an Eved Hashem, it comes with work. And like I said, I was in Eretz Yisrael. Who were the guys that were growing? The ones that were putting in work. The guys that had schedules. I always ask people, let me see your schedule. People that had schedules, that had goals, are thriving. Because it comes with work, with accountability. Those are the people that work. Not work, oh, sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm not. Now I work, now I leave it alone. Rak bavodah tamidis. It has to be constant. Avodas Hashem is constant. Uvechol yimei chayecha yamin kol yimei chayecha leilot. The days and the nights. Can't be, oh, now I'm into it, now I'm not. Now I feel it, now I don't. No, it's constant. Asur lecha lasiach daitcha mimcha umevaratcha. It's forbidden for you to remove your mind from yourself and from what you need to do. Because what happens? If we don't put in constant conscious effort, it will escape us, it will evade us. We have to always think about what is my job? What is my job? What can we promise you? If you put in the constant work, eventually it gets easier. It becomes part of who you are. And what will be the result? This is so incredible. You won't be like those people who wanted to be true Jews. But what happened to them? They ended up being the same their whole lives. If you put in hard work, if you put in diligence, you will not remain the same your whole life. There are certain people that have good, sincere motives, but they stay the same. And when the end of days, what happens? They look at their lives and they scream. How am I better than when I was a young kid? People look back on their lives and they're in such pain and anguish. I didn't change. I'm just an overgrown baby. I'm just the same. And they say how I wasted all my years. With certain tactics that we've discussed and done up until this point, if we use what we've learned and we need to do chazara, we won't stay the same. We won't be an overgrown baby. We have time for more. Should we stop here? Keep going. You could use practical ideas to fix yourself. And he likes bringing up this example of anger, because it's very common. Try this. As soon as you start to feel angry, irritated, train yourself that you should start saying Torah over. Whoever learns halacha daily is assured a place in the world to come. Train yourself. Whenever you get angry, I'm going to start saying psukim. Pretty interesting. I'm going to start learning. And if you could start doing more in-depth sugyas, better. Why? Reishi. If you start learning when you're angry, it will protect you from anger. And also, this is the way the body works. How is learning going to help you? Min shigayon beregezo al oto devar ruakas. What happens when you get angry? You become irrational. You become a sugar. You become crazy. Literally. Lachin kashal ol ish litkaber besichol habariyaz. It's very difficult to use your seichel, your intellect, to be rational to overcome anger. Shalol lechos b'mpnei she'en lo az seichel bari. Because you're not thinking properly. Tasa shigaon techatu. The craziness pushes aside your seichel. That's what happens. When you're angry, you're irrational. You can't reason with yourself. Nothing's going to work. You're out of control. You're nuts. You're a lunatic. Lachin. Rak de shigneged akas if shalol lalot adul marshal alichos. What's not going to help? To tell yourself not to get angry. It doesn't work. It's irrational. Aim ratzil adam shas kasus. Gemara Bracha says in Zayin. Don't try to appease someone in the moment of anger. Why? Because they're not thinking straight. So to tell somebody, yo, chill, chill, chill. What does that do? All it does is make the person more angry and they just want to punch you in the face. Telling them to chill doesn't help. Because when you're angry, you're irrational. You lost your wits. So what do you have to do? What does he say? Doesn't mean you're crazy or madman and everything. Just for that one area, you get angry back. Lachin. Rak deyesh keneged hakas. Oh, I skipped that line. Sorry. Where am I up to? Go back. Do you see where I am? Loshen aseh. Loshen aseh chas shalom meshugel chol dvar. Rak loto davar. It's not that you become meshugel to everything, just for their one thing. Lachin. Therefore. Rak deyesh keneged hakas. Ir shalol alot az ul mar shalol lichos. So therefore, you can't tell yourself, don't get angry. Because you're very crazy about that thing. Everybody following? When you're angry, nothing's stopping you. You're out of control. You're out of wits. So somebody telling you, chill out, calm down, doesn't work. So what could you do? What could you think about when you're angry? Torah. Start learning Torah. Have something else. You could say Torah, which doesn't oppose your anger. It's not going in conflict with your anger. Not telling you to chill out. Start learning Torah. Now when your mind gets sidetracked, and now you start thinking about Torah, what happens? That craziness passes. Anger doesn't last long. It dissipates. It evaporates. So now you've distracted yourself, you learn Torah, you're focused on Torah, and now that craziness has passed away. And now with that healthy intellect back and functioning, back and working, it's a lot easier to be able to control your anger. Unbelievable. So again, it takes work, because we get so hot, we go so crazy. Start to say Torah. Start to learn. That's all you can really work on. Saying, oh, don't get angry. It doesn't work. It gets you angrier. Start learning about Torah. Your mind starts to heal. You're thinking about Torah. That craziness passes. And now you're thinking reasonably, measurably, and calculated. And you'll be able to work on miskaber over your anger. Shkoach.